have something in hand in case they encounter fog. Fog is very prevalent on the North Atlantic, and it generally means you have to slow down. So by going faster at the beginning, you have something in hand just in case you meet the unexpected fog.
Smith would not have been unduly worried by the iceberg risk. 7 months earlier, he'd been captain of the Olympic when she survived a serious collision.
If you are Smith and you are captain of the Olympic and she survived being rammed by a scary looking spike on the front of a Royal Naval vessel, then you are not going to be that concerned about what a little iceberg might do to you. Because in your mind, if there's a big iceberg, your people are going to see it and steer away from it.
No doubt the perceived risk of striking an iceberg was so small that it was discounted. But there was the very real risk if the ship arrived late to New York, there would be a lot of adverse opposite.
Titanic's phone revealed that a fire had taken hold in the coal bunker in Boiler Room 5.
The fire had been going since Belfast, when Titanic would have sailed with a skeleton crew round to Southampton to make the voyage.
So when the Titanic left Southampton, the fire was already gone.
The three-story high bunker was only finally empty on Saturday the 13th of April, one day before the collision.
The fire was burning for something in the region of about 10 days. It took that long to actually enter the bunker.